Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. Today, I have another great guest on. We're going to be really excited about today because what we're going to do, we don't normally do, but for today, I'm going to open the phone lines because my guest, Jane Elizabeth, is another psychic, astrologer, author, all kinds of good stuff. So we're going to open the phone lines into the program so that you that are listening, if you would like to call in and ask a question, then we will try to answer the question for you. How's that, Jane?
Sounds great.
Okay, Jane, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. I am very happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. First of all, what I'd like for you to do, Jane, is kind of explain a little bit about who you are and kind of what started you on your journey that you're doing.
Okay. Well, I work as a professional psychic medium, astrologer, and author of Messages of the Stars. I started out about 20 years ago working with astrology, you know, astrology placing Aries as the first sign of the astrological house system. And, you know, and way back when, it was back in the 90s, I was preparing a chart and I asked Spirit, I said, okay, if it's meant for me to work with astrology, then please show me how to read the messages in the stars the way the prophets read. So I received a vision of the astrological house system. It was spinning around in a circle, and then it stopped at the sign of Sagittarius, and one of my spirit guides, you know, kind of appeared and pointed to Sagittarius and said, begin here. So ever since that day, you know, I have been working with the astrological house system, placing Sagittarius as the first sign and then Scorpio as the last sign. So for you, Nancy, you're Leo, you know, your birthday being July 30th. Through the astrological house system I work with, you would be the Hierophant, the master teacher energy, the teacher, the educator, the traveler, which is exactly, you know, what you're doing as far as teaching and educating. You're sharing news, knowledge, and information with the world. And through the system of astrology that I work with, you are the educator, the teacher, the Hierophant, you know, the master teacher, share of knowledge and information. So I actually, you know, when you called earlier, I sat down and I put your chart together, you know, which I'll mail to you after the show so you can see, you know, just through the system of astrology that I work with, how the planets are lined up on the day of your birth, which are beautiful, by the way, I must say. You know, but the way I work with astrology, again, is I do all of my charts by hand. I look up in the American Ephemeris how the planets were lined up on the day you were born, and I just begin charting out by hand. Everything is by hand because that's kind of how, you know, my higher self and my spirit guides direct me to do things. And I've been working with this system of astrology since the 90s, and I've done hundreds, I'm sure thousands of readings, and it's been fantastic. I've written 8 books. I'm on book number 9 and 10, and they've all been published. And they're out there, you know, in the system, and they're called Jane Elizabeth's Messages of the Stars. And I write one for each year, which, you know, gives an astrological overview of how the planets are lining up for the entire year for each sign. So, you know, working with astrology and just being able to incorporate my gift of intuitiveness and being able to listen to the higher powers that be, share knowledge and information about other people through their astrological chart, has been one of the most rewarding things I think I've done within my soul's lifetime.
That's great. I have a question for you, Jane.
Yes.
When you're starting at Sagittarius and everybody else is starting where they start, is there a difference? Like if somebody went, say, to somebody else and had their chart done, and they start their chart, you know, with the way they started, is it going to turn out any different than the way that you've started yours?
You know, I have read other astrologers' interpretations of a person's chart, and, you know, it's a little different, not really that much different. I guess the difference is, you know, with the astrological house system that I work with, again, it begins with Sagittarius as opposed to Aries. And I channel in all of my information. You know, I sit, I pray, I meditate probably 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, just asking for the higher, you know, the highest powers that be that are out there to come in and, you know, to share information with me. But I guess the difference is I don't use any astrological software. I do all of my charts by hand. the information does read a little bit differently, but not, you know, like that different from what I've seen over the last several years. I have astrologers, you know, who work with modern astrology come to me and get readings. I have professional astrologers who call me up and say, okay, Jane, I need you to do my chart and take a look at this aspect for me. And, you know, sometimes we come up with the exact same interpretation or definition of certain aspects and sometimes not. You know, one of the things that I've actually witnessed in working with this astrological house system as opposed to modern astrology is the timing has been almost scary accurate. You know, so you can take a look at how a certain planet is getting ready to move into a certain area of someone's life, and, you know, you can see, you know, a certain love coming in, money, some sort of a shift or change within their career, you know, health. I mean, you can see all kinds of things, and sometimes on down to the date, mm-hmm. even the hour.
Which is kind of, it's kind of cool to do that. That little beat meant, Jane, that there's somebody on the line. So let's take their call, and we'll continue to talk, you know, once we get done with them, okay?
Yes, okay.
So, caller, are you there?
Yes. I'd like to know if my mother has any messages for me on the other side.
Okay. Can you do me a favor? Can you give Jane your date of birth, like the day and the month? And maybe she can give you a quick message, and then in the end time, I will also give you some messages, too.
And what does the day of the birth have to do with it?
Well, Jane's also, she's also a psychic and an astrologer, and she may also have something else that she can add to it.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
Okay, and your mom, tell me your mom's sign.
She's a Leo.
And mom is a Leo, and you are a Pisces. And you were wondering if mom has any messages for you from the other side. Okay, I got a, the first message that comes in to me is clean your house. You know, so, and it doesn't mean that your house is messy, you know, or that there's disorganization. There's just, there must be an area of your home that you've been fluctuating or, you know, going back and forth with as far as, oh, I need to go into that certain area and maybe move some things around or clean out a certain area, but I just heard clean your house. You know, so there must be something within the home that needs, that we need to go in, shift, reorganize, and just clean a few things up. But that was the first thing that came through.
We're painting.
I'm sorry?
We're painting.
You're painting?
Yes, we're painting.
Oh.
Maybe that.
Well, is there a certain area in your home that you've been, you know, kind of going back and forth on, you know, and just kind of fluctuating, trying to, you know, or I should say procrastinating?
Okay. Any other messages?
That was the first one that, well, actually, that was the strongest message that just came through to me. It was, clean your house. Was your mother pretty particular about her home?
Yeah, she was very tidy.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good. The message that I get is that you still need to smile more because you're not smiling like you used to. Is that true?
I guess that's true.
Okay. It's real important because I know you have a hard time letting go of the emotions and stuff that you're carrying because I'm sure you miss your mom quite a bit. The thing is that your mom is very, very much around you all the time, so she really does see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But she really wants you to smile because she knows that ever since she's crossed over, that you've not really been happy inside. So she wants you to be happy. She wants you to live. You know, this is your turn. You know, she had hers. It's your turn. And you make it really hard on yourself because you're not doing that. I mean, I come up with, like, the worst card in the deck for your emotions. So it's real important that you start to smile. You start to be happy. You start to live. She doesn't want you to just kind of, you know, get upset and constantly be wondering how everything is or is it okay or would this approve with mom. You know, your mom loves you.
Yes, I feel the same thing. Yeah.
You know, and all, she just wants you to smile. She wants you to be happy. She wants you to do your life. She's great. You know, she's glad that you're painting the house. She's glad you're doing something to make some change. So keep up that, okay? But try to learn to smile a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Jean, I'm going to ask you some more questions now.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so if somebody, say they have twins, you know, say they have twins. Now, twins are not born exactly at the same time. You know, some twins are born, you know, within minutes, you know, just a couple minutes, and others are born, you know, within more minutes. So if somebody comes and they have twins, and they want you to do some kind of a reading for them, are their charts going to come up a whole lot different, a little bit different? How does that work?
Well, that's so interesting that you would even ask a question about twins, because I have a set of twins. They're 18 years old now, but they're born November 2nd. And, you know, I put their chart together, of course. I put charts together for each one of my children, but I put their chart together. And, you know, I have paternal twins, a girl and a boy. And what makes it different is, you know, the soul vibration, you know, their spirit, their soul, and where their souls have been. Their souls have been, you know, different places. And just because they're born as, you know, have come in at the same time or as twins within this lifetime doesn't mean they've been twins forever, you know, within, mm-hmm. you know, or throughout the duration of their soul's lifetime. So, you know, what makes it different is the journey of the soul. That's where the intuition and the ability to, you know, connect with the spiritual realm comes in when working with someone's chart, which makes it, you know, a little bit different than working with modern astrology, because you're bringing in the whole intuitive, you know, if I may, channeling aspect, you know, again, connecting with spirit and kind of downloading the soul's information. So I could take two people who are born on the same day at the exact same time, put their charts together, and get different information for each one of them. I mean, it's not going to be like totally, you know, totally different, but a lot of it, you know, has to do with consciousness and how they think and, you know, how far educated they are. And then a big, huge part of it has to do with the journey of the soul, where their soul has been, you know, which is going to make their readings a little bit different. Like, for instance, like with my children, you know, the planets are lining up in the exact same area of their lives. But for my son, you know, I'm looking in his area of higher learning and higher knowledge and travel, and I'm saying, okay, sweetheart, I see this, you know, opportunity opening up for you, and, you know, we're going to get you, we're going to apply for this school and this school and this school. And then for my daughter, it's totally different. She wants to travel. You know, so their mindset is differently. Their souls are, you know, are a little bit different. Their souls have journeyed different paths, which is so much fun.
I'm sure.
You know, and working with people whose birth date are the same day, because, again, I've worked with several sets of twins. And, again, you know, just because the planets are lined up in the exact same area for, you know, for each of the individuals, their messages are a little bit different. You know, again, just depending on, you know, where their souls have been and, you know, where they are today.
Okay, so yeah. You're actually doing the charts different than most astrologers that I know.
Yeah. Yes, I do, because, again, it's like when I sit down and I put a chart together, you know, and I'm plugging in the planets. Like, for instance, when I put your chart together a few minutes ago, you know, I'm plugging in the planets, and all of a sudden I start hearing spirit speak to me and telling me, you know, just what a fantastic person you are.
Well, don't
think. And I kid you not, you know, and now I thought, oh, my gosh, she is so in alignment with her soul's purpose, and, you know, according to how the planets were lined up when you were born, you know, you're very strong, you're very intuitive, and, you know, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's amazingly intuitive and very sensitive. And, you know, I mean, you are a true empath. You know, I've had a lot of people come to me who, you know, want or have a strong desire to be psychic, you know, quote, unquote, you know, and be able to connect with the higher powers that be. But when you put the chart together, the chart truly does show you and tell you, you know, is this person gifted in this particular area or not? And when I looked at your chart, I thought, oh, my gosh, you have the planet Mercury, which is the planet of communication and expression, above your sun, you know, which gives you a direct connection to the higher powers that be, you know, gives you a direct link, a direct connection to the spirit realm, you know. And I looked and I thought, oh, my gosh, are you ever an amazing high vibrational spiritual being here to, you know, educate and enlighten, you know, the entire planet.
Well, cool.
You had a great chart, Nancy. It's really a pleasure to be able to communicate with you. And you're a healer. You have that in your chart, you know, and you may heal through words, through your voice, you know, through reaching out with people, throwing parties, and, you know, putting together all sorts of fun informational materials. You've got an amazing chart. You know, you really do. I can't wait to get this in the mail to you.
That'd be great. It'd be great to look at it. The other thing I was wondering, Jane, there are, and this is a thing that I'm, and anybody who ever listens to my show, they know if I get a chance to talk about this, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's about the kids. all of these kids that are here now and have been here for a while, so not just like right this minute, but the kids that have been here for a while
mm-hmm.
that are having such a hard time with this energy, this vibration part of it, and they're all being told that they have ADD, ADHD, and
yeah.
they're drugging them. And I have a very hard time, a very hard problem with that. So one of my questions for you, Jane, would be if a parent has a child and they want to have a chart done by you, will it help them to decipher how to go about helping that child? Because I truly believe that most children out there today are being diagnosed for nothing. It's just that they have a hard time focusing because of this energy. And as soon as they're put on the Ritalin and all that stuff, it really is screwing them up.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I have sat and prayed and meditated, you know, over, you know, this particular group of souls that's here with us right now. And, you know, and astrologically, I call them the Pluto-Scorpio soul group. You know, they're a group of souls that came in when the planet Pluto moved, you know, back and forth through the constellation of Scorpio. And they're a group of souls that, you know, had just been very rambunctious and overactive. And, you know, and many, many, many centuries ago, you know, these souls were on the planet and they just kind of ran free and, you know, popped around like little sprites, you know, having a good time. But then law and order and structure came in and tried to contain them, you know, from bouncing all over the place, and some souls didn't do too well with the whole structure thing, you know, so they were forced, you know, which is today is the Ritalin, you know, they were forced into, you know, energy of confinement. And so these souls, like for the parents, you know, who are wondering, like, what do I do, you know, to work with this child who just doesn't listen, who's going through these, you know, anger spells and, you know, doesn't want to go to school and talks back and unruly and so on and so forth. Well, you just send your child to me because mm-hmm. I work with a ton of kids and I do their charts and I take a look at how the planets were lined up on their day of birth and I communicate with their soul. And as a result of communicating with their soul, I tell you, I have seen some of the most amazing turnarounds and shifts. It's like, tell me who I am, tell me why I am here, and tell me why I don't like, you know, mm-hmm. this place and the people on this planet kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and just by being able to put their soul chart together and take a look at how the planets are lined up when they were born and then communicate that back to them in a very simple way and simple English. You know, I tell you, it has been, and I always say that doing the astrological soul chart awakens the soul, awakens the mind to greet the soul. You know, and once the mind can greet the soul, then we're happy because we know who we are and we know why we're here. And we no longer have to, like, keep battling and fighting. Well, this isn't me. That's not me. Well, let me try that. Well, that's not me either. You know, it's like once the soul is revealed, the soul path and the soul vibration is revealed to the mind, you know, we stop fighting. We stop having that, you know, that just never-ending battle to find thyself, you know. And I think that's one of the biggest glories that I've had with working with this system of astrology. But again, you know, for this particular group of souls that's here, they've, in many of their lifetimes, they've been, you know, placed, you know, in a realm of confinement, you know, whether it be a cage or whether it be the energetic cage of Ritalin or some other, you know, a pharmaceutical drug that has basically just calmed them down. But what they really need is for someone to be able to talk to them, you know, to just reach and touch their soul and awaken that sleeping beauty that's within them. You know, and again, you know, in the years that I've been working with this system of astrology, that's actually something that is, that not only works for young people, but also, you know, for all ages,
mm-hmm.
you know, young and older. So it truly does awaken the soul.
Well, we're going to have to talk after, you know, not right after the show, but we'll talk during the week because I have a 501c3 called the Child's Miracle Mind. And it is truly designed to use all the metaphysical techniques, ancient wisdom and knowledge and methods that we already have to help get these kids off of the Ritalin and be who they are.
Yeah.
One of the things that goes along with that is I'm trying to open what's called the School of Now, which is a school that is designed mostly for these kids, but anybody can go, but it's for these kids that do not fit the 20% of the bell curve that keep slipping through. And one of the things that I was going to use as a tool to help these children find out who they are was astrology and numerology and the way I do my readings.
Wow.
You know, along with a lot of other things, you know, not just metaphysical diet and a lot of stuff, you know, biofeedback, brain gym. I mean, there's a whole list of things that can be done to help these children.
Right.
And so that's why we're going to have to talk again, because I just might want you to come down here and help me out with some of
this. I will. Oh, my goodness. I'll get in my car right now.
You know, because it really is something that is very needed. I mean, I watch these kids go through these things, you know, these emotions, and they really are having a hard time fitting here.
They
because
are.
Because their energy is higher than ours.
Their energies are there. I mean, they have... They're amazing. They're an amazing group of soul beings, you know, and I have a book coming out for them. It'll be released on Thanksgiving Day, and it's actually, you know, my astrology book. It's a guide, you know, to assist them throughout the entire year, 2009. You know, it basically, in a real simple way, says, hey, this planet is moving through this particular area of your life. You know, here's what it means simply. You know, and in the book, I do give some advice and opinions, you know, on, you know, hey, you don't want life to be a challenge, then how about if we go to the opposite side of this, you know, this conflict and see if we can't work it out from over here. But it's really cool, and I'm excited for it. It's the first book that I've actually written for young people, and over the last several years, I kept getting the message from Spirit, Jane, we want you to write a book for young people, and I would start the book, and then I would get totally busy with all other types of tasks and duties. But this year, finally, I completed the book, and it'll be released on Thanksgiving Day, and it's for the young people. It's for, you know, this Pluto Scorpion soul group is what I call them, you know, and it basically, again, talks to them about why they're here, you know, what the whole Pluto Scorpion soul group means, and, you know, here's what's coming your way, and, you know, here's how to capitalize on it and make the absolute best of the energies that are around you. It's really a cool book, and again, simply written.
So if somebody wants to get the book, first, what's the title of your books? Because you have more than one. So give us the title of your books and where the people can go to get them.
Well, the name of the books are Jane Elizabeth Messages of the Stars for Teens and Young Adults. And then there's a Jane Elizabeth Messages of the Stars, you know, which is for, you know, the older age group. And the book is usually available through Borders, you know, any Borders store can order Jane Elizabeth's Messages of the Stars, or you can go directly to my website, which is janeelizabeth.com or messagesofthestars.com. It's the same website, you know, I just have the two URLs. So messagesofthestars.com or Jane Elizabeth. Jane Elizabeth is simplest. You know, instead of typing in Messages of the Stars. But, they can go to the site, order the book. It's really a cool book. The 2009 book for, you know, the older age group, you know, is a big, huge coffee table size book, and it's a book of astrological forecasts, messages, and predictions for the entire year for each sign. It gives an astrological overview of how the planets are lining up for each month, you know, January through December of 2009, and then it goes through each sign. So it's really cool. And then the book for teens, for our younger people, is the same format. It's just a smaller book. It's a book that they can stick in their purse or in their backpack and carry along with them, because one thing I've noticed through my own kids is, you know, when my kids were in high school, they would say, Mom, my girlfriend so-and-so kept my book and took it home to her mom and blah, blah, you know, so it gets passed around a lot. So I thought, okay, I got to keep a smaller, you know, format for the young people because they like to carry it around with them, and then I'll, you know, do a bigger book, you know, for the rest of us that can actually sit in our homes and, you know, on our coffee table.
Which is a very good idea. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, is there a telephone number you'd like to give out?
Sure. You know, email is probably the best because my phone rings all the time.
Okay.
And so email is the best means of contact, which is Jane at Messages of the Stars. Oh, actually, it's Janee, J-A-N-E-E, at messagesofthestars.com. And my telephone number, you know, for those who rather call than email, is my number is 480-380-1383.
And we'll give it out again, so you that are listening, don't panic right now. We'll give it out before the show's over again. My granddaughter is the reason why I put together My Child's Miracle Mind, 501c3, and I'm going to tell you why. Her birthday is February the 2nd, 2000.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Her initials are TNT.
Oh, my God.
Which she fits it to a T. And she's really hard sometimes to deal with because she's highly, highly intelligent. Not because she's my granddaughter, but she just is.
Of course.
And she's very independent, and she is very stubborn, and she came here with a purpose, and I'm not sure she knows it just yet. I think I know it, but I can't, you know, sway her, so I'm waiting for her to figure that out. But could you just do, like, a quick thing on her to explain possibly how somebody with that kind of a birth date
and those initials. Oh, my goodness. You said February 2nd, 2000.
Uh-huh.
You know, she is born with the planet Neptune, which is the planet of the higher mind, psychic wisdom beyond reason. You know, she is, I mean, is she even grounded?
No.
She is up there. Oh, my goodness. 2-2. Oh, I'm looking up, or 2200, you know, February 2nd, 2000. I'm looking up her birth date in my ephemeris. She's amazing. Planet Neptune in her sign. Let's see, she's born on a Wednesday. You're born on a Friday, by the way.
Yeah.
And let's see, she's 12 degrees in Aquarius. Oh, my gosh, she's going to be a very, she's creative. You know,
yes.
She's amazing. She's got music. She's got rhyme around her. So, you know, if she's constantly talking and likes to draw, you know, she's going to go through spurts, though. She's going to go through her quiet times, and then she's going to go to the complete opposite of quiet, her TNT side. You know, so she's got her extreme sides. She's very unique as far as in her individuality, very different, very psychic, very intuitive. She's, you know what, I want to say she's an old soul, but Spirit just gave me a very clear vision of her being from the future. I feel like she's been to a place, you know, that we are working to get to.
Okay.
So she's from the future. She's come back to the now to assist us in raising our consciousness and to assist us in deciphering her riddles, because it comes up that she's got a lot of riddles.
She's a handful. She really
is. You know what else it shows in her chart? It says that she's really good with other kids. She's got the planet Jupiter in Aries, so she's going to attract young people and animals all over the place. So she's going to be real attractive to pets and animals and other kids. You know, sort of like, follow me, I'm the leader.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how she is.
Yeah, she is. It says that she will teach, she will educate as she gets older. So you're definitely her higher self. She's born with what's called the dragon's head in Leo, and you are, you know, Sun, Pluto, and Saturn in Leo. So you're an amazing teacher and educator, you know, but you're her higher self, but she is from, her soul is from the future. And I know what I was looking at. She's got a sensitive digestive system. She's, you know, sensitive to processed food. She has the planet Saturn in Taurus, which says that, you know, she's going to have a real sensitive belly, you know, so she may be sensitive to wheat and dairy, you know, and other things that just might cause her little tummy to bloat, you know. So we have to be really careful as far as, you know, what she's eating, you know, natural whole foods.
Yeah.
So she's come in to basically teach us through her about, you know, how to have a healthier eating lifestyle.
Yeah, she loves she loves cheese.
Like, you've got a sensitive belly. I'm not sure I want to give her too much.
I know.
Cheese.
I try not, but it's like she loves cheese. It's like, Taylor, you have to eat something other than cheese.
Oh,
so
how
now,
funny.
So now it's really funny because she's 8, and so she's in that moment where, you know, she has to look good. So she's noticed that her tummy is a little bit bigger than it should be, okay?
Oh, no way.
Oh yeah. So she goes, I've got to get rid of this, so I have to eat healthy.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? She's also born with Venus in Capricorn, so she is going to be very particular about her body and her looks and her clothes, and I can't wear those shoes. I mean, she won't leave the house if her clothes are not together.
Oh, no. Right now, she doesn't.
Oh, no!
And I told everybody, my granddaughter is 8 going on 35.
Oh, my goodness.
So
she has a Capricorn moon and Venus in Capricorn, and I tell you, she has got to, you know, I mean, look right on the outside in order to step out of the house, because if it's not all together, she's not leaving.
Oh,
you
no.
know, oh, my goodness.
And she's actually very good with fashion.
Yeah, she is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, she's got it in her chart here.
Yep. She's truly a handful.
She is. You know, we definitely want to, align with her visions and say, well, what do you see? You know, like as far as herself, you know, what do you see? How do you see your hair? What colors are you wearing? Well, let's do our best to ground and materialize your vision, because that's how we're going to strengthen her gifts.
Okay.
Yeah. So we want to ask her, you know, like when she says, you know, she wants to wear a certain thing, or she wants her hair to be a certain way, or she wants to look a certain way, we want to say, well, what do you see? What do you see in your mind? Let's write that down. Now let's see, what do we have within our means, you know, that can actually bring that vision to life? Mm-hmm. You know, because that's really going to strengthen her vision. She's amazing.
Oh, yeah. She's got,
you know, next year in January, February, and March, there's a stellium of planets lining up in the constellation of Aquarius. Oh, my gosh, she's going to levitate.
All right. Ready.
It is. I mean, you just listen to her and ask her, you know, even if it doesn't make sense to your conscious mind, you know, just, you know, ask her, say, what do you see? What are you seeing? What are you feeling? You know, as simply as she can possibly describe it. You know, because she is, it's like her intuition is getting ready to just hit an all-time high.
Yeah, she's actually pretty cool. One of the things I told her that when we do the School of Now, that she's going to help the other kids learn how to read. Because
no way.
She reads like unbelievable.
I bet she does. She's, you know, she's, oh my goodness, she has an exalted mind. And it says other kids. She's going to work and train and teach and lead and guide and help to exalt other kids. She will.
Well, you'll love this. So that's why I said, Taylor, I'm going to need some help. So since you read so well, I think it would be great if you taught the other children who are not reading so well how to read really well, because she pronounces everything. So she kind of didn't say anything. And then the next day or two, she said, Grandma, can I ask you something? I said, well, sure. She said, Grandma, if I'm going to kind of be assistant principal and help you teach these other children, does that mean I don't get to be a kid anymore?
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, no, you will still be a kid, you know, but you're just going to have, oh, all right, then I'll do it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, like,
oh,
you
my
know, I'm going, well, okay.
She's amazing. She is, you know, she's an old soul, but I tell you, she's from the future.
Yeah.
She is. She is coming, you know, she may even be an Atlantean being. She is definitely from the future. You know, has come back here to assist us and, you know, just a number of things. You know, she's brought new material to us. She's brought new creativity. I mean, she loves art. She's got the strong art aspect in her chart. Art, color, creativity. You know, she's really going, she's amazing. Oh my gosh.
And because of that, she really is a handful. But
I know she's a handful, but what I just heard from Spirit is your role in your granddaughter's life, you know, is to structure her. I feel like, you know, we don't want all of these energies, these amazing gifts that she's born with, you know, to scatter. you know, and to be all over the place, you know, like our hyperactivity children.
Right.
That's because their energies are all over the place, and whoever their, you know, like their, what do I want to call it, their teacher or their guide, whoever their guide or teacher is, you know, probably just isn't aware that they have this abundance of talent, gift, and energies, you know, that need some structure. You're in your granddaughter's life, you know, to assist in structuring all those energies, you know, to assist her in being calm, you know, because she feels like she can, you know, just she can be hyper and be all over the place at times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but you're born with the planet Pluto and Saturn in Leo along with the Sun, so that both of those energies say to me that you're absolutely amazing, you know, when it comes to choosing the right combination of words. Words are magic, and you're definitely gifted, you know, with the use of words and magic. And you have the tone, you have the outer presence, you know, like when these energies need to calm down and come back together, and, you know, as opposed to being fragmented, then you can give that look, you can say it, you know, in a few words, and those energies just all of a sudden calm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have that gift in your chart.
And I try.
The gift of word.
I try to use as much as I can. But now here's what we're going to do, because I turned over some cards for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. And your very first card up is that you do way too much thinking all the time.
I think, yes, lately.
Yeah, it's like you're thinking and you're thinking and you're thinking.
Yes.
And, you know, even for you, you have a great deal of intuition, so the less you try to think and the more of the intuition you listen to, the better it works. Okay?
Okay.
Your next card up is the second highest money card in the deck.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's going to be money coming for you, especially between now and the next 8 or 9 months. So money should get better and better and better. Okay?
Wonderful.
Now, do you have a man in your life?
Yes.
Okay, and is he really smart when he wants to be smart?
Mm.
When he wants to be, is the secret here, okay? When he wants to be, because he can be if he wants, but he doesn't see the need to do that because you usually have all of the answers.
Yeah.
So you got to not give him all of the answers and let him come out with some of his stuff too, okay?
Okay.
The other part of him is that he can be a real go-getter to get things done, but only when he wants them done.
Yeah.
And that drives you crazy.
Yeah, he, a go-getter. He, astrologically speaking, he's a Sagittarius, you know, and he has the planet Saturn conjunct his Mercury, and you know, he's very dedicated to us, which is so neat. I am a thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think a lot, and you know, because I it's like I'll be immersed in an energy, you know, whether it be a movie, you know, or someone's reading or whatever, and I'll be immersed in it, and all of a sudden it, you know, I absorb the energy and it creates a feeling which makes me think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to, you know, analyze and process and figure it out like a scientist. And, yeah, and I do that a lot. And, you know, and then the fact that I studied psychology for years doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. But actually, you're very, very good at all of it.
Oh, you know, my goodness,
so
thank you.
When you talk about communication and all that, you're very, very good at it. But, see, you're also here to help out a lot of people, and you try to help out so many, but you sometimes overhelp them.
Yes.
Okay, it's like the man. You overhelp him. So you've got to let him do whatever he's got to do. You know, encourage him, but let him do it. Don't you keep doing it, okay?
Okay, I agree.
You get too tired.
Yes, you are 100% correct.
Now, there is a really good love card there with you guys, so that's also very good. And then you come out with the star. Star means God's blessing you for better things to come your way.
Yeah.
We have lots and lots of fast changes coming. Change after change after change is coming in, okay?
Okay.
So understand this. It's the last probably, let's say, not last year, but back 10 years from that was really rough for you a lot of times.
Yes.
and you fought and you kept going and you thought, well, am I ever going to get to the end of this? Because you actually come up with the two worst cards in the deck, like 9 and 10 years back, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's like all that worry that you went through, but what you also learned, because your spirit's coming through, telling you that you have to trust and you have to allow.
Yeah.
That was hard for you to do for a long time, but now you do it really, really well.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, because you're coming up with success 3 times better than you think coming your way.
Wow. Thank you, universe.
You're like right there on your side. Your son? The one that the twin, now you only have one son?
I have two.
Okay. Out of the two of them, which one is the moodiest one?
Oh. Oh. Okay. Which one is the moodiest? I have a very moody, but you know, I have 4 children, 2 daughters and 2 sons. They're all moody. They're the most sensitive, intuitive, moody. Okay, moody. Oh my, which one is the moodiest?
Out of the two sons.
Out of the two sons.
Which one is the lighter in color?
That would be my Gemini.
Okay, that's who the moodiest is.
Yes.
He comes up as a Prince of Swords, which means he's somewhat of a mini Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde inside. And he doesn't want to make a mistake. He's also always afraid he's going to. So in that respect, he makes them. And then he gets really upset with himself. He needs to talk more through what's really going on inside of him. I know he does, but he really needs to talk more through all of it. Okay?
Okay.
He gets like real disappointed with himself. So he needs to re-encourage himself.
Okay. Yes.
When somebody hurts your feelings or they make you mad, do you tell them?
It depends on who it is.
Why not tell them no matter who it is?
You said by not telling them. I'm sorry.
No, I said why not tell them no matter who it is.
Oh, why not tell them no matter who it is? Probably because I have this thought that, you know, if I attract someone who hurts my feelings, and there was, I call that a Saturn lesson, and I've just attracted, you know, that for a reason, you know, like something inside of me pulled that particular situation to me through that person, and so I have a tendency of, instead of saying to somebody, oh, you hurt my feelings, I mean, I would tell my children, well, you know, we could have said that differently, or I would tell my significant other or family member, well, you know, we could have communicated that differently. Point well taken, message received, thank you, but next time let's communicate it this way. You know, and then I pull back and I'll say to myself, you know, I attracted that particular phrase or comment from that particular person because there was something inside of me that pulled it to me. So, Jane, take a deep breath and accept your message.
Okay, which is all cool. But here's the other part of that, Jane.
Okay.
Is when somebody hurts your feelings or they make you mad, without saying something, it's going to continue.
Okay.
Because you're tucking it in.
Okay.
Even though you're releasing, you're still tucking. So I always tell somebody when this particular card comes up, don't be mean, don't be rude, don't be nasty. But turn to the person and simply say, you know, I really don't like what you said or I don't like what you did.
Yes.
And then just walk away from it. Don't wait for their answer and don't wait for their argument, okay?
Okay.
And no matter what they say, you don't walk back. You only look back and say, you know, I'm not going to waste my energy. Just have to figure it out. And then finish walking away. Reason for that is because if something's not said to them, they're going to assume that it's okay to do it again.
Yeah.
Even if it might be your lesson, it's still theirs too.
Yeah.
Okay? So by not saying anything and tucking it in is what most people do. It's like tucking in a magnet, which means you're going to keep pulling that same energy to you until you say something and get it kind of done with and over with.
Okay.
Okay? So again, it's like you're not mean, rude, or nasty, but it's simple. I really don't like what you said or I don't like what you did. Because, see, even though you may have pulled it to you, they did do it.
Right.
So they still have to figure out what they said or did that has hurt you.
Okay.
okay? Because what happens if you don't say something, they continue, or, Jane, somebody who's watching that host scenario take effect and they don't see you say anything back, they're going to assume it's okay if they do it too.
Yes, that is so true. You know, and I'm wondering if possibly, you know, that card, you know, that's describing the situation, because I had actually, you know, a client that I did a reading for, a wonderful session, and, you know, and I tape all of my sessions, I record them, and I mail the recording to the client after we're done, and, you know, and I had a couple of unexpected family challenges surface at the, you know, shortly after that session, and the tape didn't reach the client for about a week later, and the client was very upset. And, you know, instead of just saying, oh, I'm just disappointed that the tape didn't come sooner, you know, that I had to wait a week for my cassette, I mean, it was more blah, 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 a whole bunch of, you know, those little funny. And I said, wow. I said, well, my apologies. And it was very unexpected, you know, and then after the fact, I thought, well, that really hurt my feelings, you know, but I never said anything.
Mm-hmm. See, you probably would have at least been a little better off saying something.
Yes, I agree.
Here's one thing that I have found through all of the years I've been doing this, that people do not believe that we are human. They do not believe that we have feelings or we have emotions, okay?
Yeah.
Because most people that go to a psychic medium or whatever, it's usually pretty much self-motivated, and it's all about me, 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 me.
Yeah.
And that's okay for people to be like that, but they really have to understand that we're doing our best to help them, and because we're doing our best to help them, they have to give us a break, because without us there helping them, they may not end up with, you know, the messages that they need to get, or they may go to a different person, and they may really get a message that they shouldn't have, okay?
Yeah.
And I kind of remind people of that a lot, because, you know, people assume because we do what we do that we are different. And I try to get them to understand that we are no different than you. We feel the same way you do. We have the same emotions you do. We go through the same stuff that you go through. We just look at it differently because we're at a different level.
Yeah.
So I try to make people understand that. Because a lot of times, like, I tape mine, too.
Yeah.
And the post office does not always get it there. Okay?
Yeah, sometimes that's true, too.
It's and
not
the
there. Funny thing about that was, even though it took me a week to mail the tape to the client, it was returned.
Yeah.
I said, oh, my gosh, this really is a test from the universe. Okay, deep breath.
Yeah, you know, and things like that happen, you know, and all you can do, like you did, is apologize. And just go on.
Yeah.
You know, but people do need to remember that we're here going through the same journeys that they're either having to go through, that we've already been through, or we're going through some of them that they kind of need to watch, because they're going to go through some of them sometimes too.
Yes, how true. And,
so,
you know, that's another thing I've learned also, you know, on my path is, you know, I do pay attention to other people's journeys, because many times I feel that the very thing that they're going through and experiencing, you know, are things yet to come my way, you know, or I'm being given an opportunity to live that particular subject through them.
Right.
Yes. And, you know, I guess simply, you know, putting that simply is, I definitely do allow myself to, you know, just kind of simultaneously walk that path with others, you know, and learn the lesson, you know, so that I don't have to go through it firsthand.
Right. No, and it's important that we all learn those lessons, because believe me, at some point in time, you're going to have to go through them.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Even though I keep saying to myself, I went through that lesson with so-and-so. Do I have to go through it on my own?
they just make you go through it, because there's sometimes a little different, like, tweak you could do, or a little different way you can do it, or a little bit different word you can use. So it's going to keep repeating. And it's not really a bad thing. Now, one of your daughters, I was going to finish your reading for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Is very, very smart when she wants to be.
Yes.
How old is that one?
There's two. One's 18 and one's 23.
Who is the darkest in color but has the lightest eyes?
The 23-year-old.
Okay. That's who I'm seeing. She comes up as a princess of pentacles, which means
yes.
She's very, very smart when she wants to be.
She is. She was a little brainiac when she was younger, and she got older, and, you know, she'll use her brain sometimes. Or
she
use her intelligence.
Yeah. She also likes money.
Yes. She's a Cancer.
Yeah. The thing with her is that she's very capable of making her own money
yes.
as long as she tries.
I agree. I agree. She's part of that soul group that, you know, just, I don't know. I think they're just kind of sitting around waiting for something to drop into their lap.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? It's not going to happen.
I know. As many times as I say to her, I'm living proof that work works.
Yeah, work does work. Does she have a boyfriend or somebody?
You know, she does, and I don't connect.
No, you won't, okay?
Okay.
He comes up as a King of Swords, which means that there's a part of him that is a true Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
You're right.
He can also be a user, a taker, and a manipulator.
Yes, all of the above.
And the only thing is, Jane, you can't tell her that because then she's going to want to defend him.
I know.
So you have to be careful with that, okay?
Yes.
She will, so you know this, lose her patience with him down the road.
Okay.
So you have to let her do that, okay?
Yes, I keep saying to myself, okay, Jane, don't interfere or you'll prolong the journey.
That would be true. So for all of the moms out there who are listening, who
yes.
have children that are in this situation, Jane's words were exactly right.
Yes,
don't interfere. You will prolong the journey.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
I hear Spirit tell me that quite often, Jane, let her walk the path. She'll be done when she's done.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the hardest things for parents to do, but it works the best.
It does.
Is your dad still alive?
No, he isn't.
Do you dream about him?
I don't think so. I never met my biological father, and I was semi-raised by a stepfather, you know, who didn't live in our home when I was growing up. So basically, as far as, you know, I was raised in a one-parent household with my mom. Never had a father figure that I call dad.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because I have a father figure that is popping up here. He comes up as the Emperor. As an emperor means he's stubborn, hard-headed, and opinionated. So I was trying to figure out if it's your real dad or if it was the stepdad. You don't know which is which because I have all is not seen. So you, according to what I'm seeing, you really don't know. But you do have, and you've worked on this, but there's still some hang-ups in there about you when you were growing up and going through all of that.
Yes. It's like I don't miss him mentally, emotionally, I guess because there's nothing there to miss.
No.
You know, but I have extreme male issues.
Okay. Before we run out of time, Jane, I'm gonna tell you, I want you and everybody who is listening who's got some of these things going on that they can't let go of or they don't think they can, here's what you're going to do, Jane. You're going to go to my website,
okay,
which is Nancy's, N-A-N-C-Y-S, psychicresources.com. Go all the way down to the bottom, just above the address, and on the right corner of that line, there's a thing that says Let Go Letter.
Okay.
If you click on that, it's going to bring up the technique I've used for over 28 years, tell people let go of all past hurts, pains, angers, and guilt. And this works, but it is tough to do. But I want you to do it. And after you've done it, Jane, exactly the way it says, go to the computer, print it out, bring it up, you know, make sure you print it out so you have a hard copy,
okay.
Read it, and then follow it exactly the way it says. After you have done everything it says, I want you to look at your kids and decide which of them, or maybe all of them, could also use that experience.
Wow, yes, I will.
Okay. because I come up with letting the past go and go on with your life. And each one of your kids and yourself come up with something that they can't quite let go of.
Okay.
Okay, and it should help, you know, everybody kind of like let go of all of it and come up, you know, on the other side much better. But it's hard. It's one of the hardest things you're going to do in your whole life, okay?
It's letting
go. But it does
down.
Work. So now, Jane, here's the thing. We're almost out of time, so I want you, again, to give out your websites,
okay.
Your email address, and your phone number if you like.
Okay, it's janeelizabeth.com, and that's JaneElizabeth.com, Jane Elizabeth. And my phone number is 480-380-1383. And my email address is janee@messagesofthestars.com.
That's great, Jane. You know, you've been a great guest. We're going to have to bring you on again.
Thank you, Nancy.
On one of the, you know, one of the shows. I don't know which one yet because some
okay.
of them are pretty booked, but we'll bring you on the show.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about more so people really understand more about you. And I was very serious when I said that I'd really like for you to work with me with my School of Now and my Child's Miracle Mind.
I accept.
Good,
because
I think it would be good.
It's written in your soul chart.
Good, because I know I'm doing the right thing. It's just getting everybody else to understand how right of a thing this is.
I agree with you. Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait to get this chart to you. So perhaps you can either call me or email me your address so I can mail this to you. It's amazing. I know you know who you are, but, you know, just to be able to confirm what you already know.
No, that would be great. But, Jane, I'd like to thank you for being on the show. It has been a pleasure have you on. And
thank
like
you.
I said, we'll have you on again, and then we'll go into more detail. And maybe we'll have you on when you get your books back out in November,
yes.
The new ones, and we'll be able to talk about the books a lot, okay?
Yes, wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Jane. You take care, and I'll talk to you shortly.
Okay, sounds wonderful.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to thank you, all the listeners. I hope you enjoyed the program. May God bless all of you. Have a great week, and just keep on going. Take care now. Bye.